ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A body on the train tracks in mysterious circumstances.
Mark's been found on railway tracks.
An award-winning ABC podcast and a fresh inquest underway.
Every time we walk out of that inquest, just being like, oh my God.
You weren't out there on the train tracks that night?
Absolutely not.
As the answers get closer, the podcast is back.
He said he's guilty. He's guilty as sin.
Search for Unravel Blood on the Tracks. It's on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Australia has some of the highest rates of breast cancer in the world. Around 1 in 7 women will be diagnosed with it. Now, there are plenty of factors that can lead to a breast cancer diagnosis, but it turns out having children and breastfeeding reduces the risk of developing the disease. That's right. Women who've spent time breastfeeding seem to have lower breast cancer rates than women who've never done it. And now, scientists have discovered why breastfeeding seems to protect against cancer years or even decades later. Hi, I'm Belinda Smith, and you're listening to Lab Notes, the ABC Radio National show that dissects the science behind new discoveries and current events. To explain what nuns have to do with all of this is Shireen Loy, a medical oncologist at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. Now, we've known for a while that breastfeeding is associated with lower rates of breast cancer down the track. When was that link first noticed?
For, I think, centuries, actually, when they noted that nuns, who, as you know, are celibate, had high rates of breast cancer. So that led people to think that pregnancy and children and breastfeeding potentially was associated with breast cancer risk. And actually, this has been borne out by numerous epidemiological studies, which study tens and hundreds of thousands of women and have indeed found that the more children you have, the lower your rate of breast cancer and other reproductive issues.
I've heard that there's a short-term rise in breast cancer risk straight after having a baby. So are we talking long-term protection here?
Yes. So it's very nuanced. Like everything that's medical, everything is complicated. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely true. Your risk of breast cancer does rise immediately after, during pregnancy and the immediate postpartum period. And the protection that we see is very long-term. So at least 5 to 10 years after the birth of your last child. So we're talking about that long-term protection. But yes, you're right. The risk is increased in the short term and then it decreases ultimately to become protective.
What were some of the theories behind this link?
It's thought to have been largely related to hormonal changes. You know, when you're pregnant and you breastfeed, you have less exposure to the cycles of hormones that we have during the menstrual cycle. And then with breastfeeding, obviously you stop ovulating for a period of time. So the lower exposure to estrogen has thought to be the main driver of this protection. And with regards to breastfeeding, it was thought that, you know, as the breast grows and it has to rebuild itself, a lot of the cells that could become cancer are lost during that process. And during the whole remodeling of the breast, as you can imagine, after you breastfeed and after you're pregnant and breastfeed, your breast has to regrow, essentially. And through that process, the new cells are less vulnerable to becoming cancer. So that's always been kind of the theory.
But Shireen and her team thought there might be an immune element to breast cancer protection too.
Yes, so we think just the whole breast remodeling during that process, it requires a lot of immune cells to take away the dead cells and to rebuild the breast.
Additionally, breastfeeding encourages immunity between the mum and baby.
During the breastfeeding process, there's a lot of mastitis, et cetera. And we know that, you know, if the baby gets sick, actually the mother's immune system can cope with that in the child. And conversely, the baby gets sick, the mother doesn't get sick as well. So there's a lot of local immunity that happens during that process of breastfeeding that protects the mother and the baby. So, yeah. And I think, you know, it's probably an evolutionary thing, right? I mean, the human race is reliant on mothers and breastfeeding, right? So probably that's evolved to protect both mother and child. And so we thought, well, that is the same process relevant for breast cancer protection.
There's lots of different types of immune cells. What sort of immune cells are we talking about here?
Yeah, so we're talking specifically about T cells. As you know, the immune system is very complicated. There's, you know, the barrier parts, such as the skin and the lungs, and then there's the innate part, which are your, kind of like your first responders. And then there's your T cells, which is what we're talking about, and they're cells that develop memory. They can stay around for a long time and they have memory of what they've been exposed to. And we know the T cells are important in cancer as well, because we have treatments that manipulate or activate T cells against cancer. So we know they're really important for cancer.
To find out just how important these T cells are in preventing the development of a particularly aggressive and hard-to-treat type of cancer, called triple-negative breast cancer, Shireen and her team looked at breast tissue from women who'd had a mastectomy or breast reduction. They found those who'd had kids had loads more T cells in their breast tissue than women who had no children. And to test if those T cells do indeed have an effect on cancer growth, they turned to mice.
We compared mice that had undergone pregnancy and breastfed, and we found that, interestingly, it was the same as human data. We found lots more T cells, particularly memory T cells, in the mammary gland of these mice that undergone pregnancies and breastfed or had lactated. And then we thought, oh, that's interesting. Does it do anything? And so we put tumour cells in these mice and compared them to mice that had not been pregnant and had lactated. And we found that the tumours actually grew much slower in the mice that had this changed microenvironment in their mammary fat pad. And that was quite robust. And then, as you know, in science, we try to isolate the key cell or the key pathway. And so then what we did was the same experiment, but in mice that had lacked certain parts of the immune system. And we found that if we specifically depleted CD8 T cells, that we lost this protection.
In other words, they found that for mice that had no T cells, that protection against tumour development was lost.
That seemed to pinpoint it exactly on the T cells. And really, it does seem that it's not only the local immunity that's changed, but the whole systemic immunity is changed as well by the whole reproductive process as well. So it's not local, it's also systemic, but obviously the local T cells play a big role at the start in kind of like activating all the other parts of the immune system to come into play to try and reduce the tumour's growth. So that's, obviously that's a lot of mouse models and that's simplifying it a lot. But in the end, we did isolate it down to T cells that were the main mediators of this protection.
How much protection do those T cells provide?
It's very clear if you depleted the T cells, you lose the protection. So it's very dependent on those T cells in our particular models for the hormone negative breast cancers.
How does a T cell recognise a cancer cell and act on it?
Well, so that again is a complicated question, but so normally T cells recognise foreign material, and with cancers, they often have foreign proteins expressed, and so the T cell will recognise that protein as foreign. So in this particular situation, of course, the question is how can the T cell that's been generated from breastfeeding and involution recognise a cancerous cell? So of course, that's the million-dollar question, and it does suggest that some of these cancers express the same proteins as what they have seen previously. So that is probably what's happening.
Is there a relationship between the length of breastfeeding time and the protection that T cells confer?
So in the human data, it does seem that the longer you breastfeed, cumulative over multiple children, it does provide more protection. So it's something like, a relative reduction of just over 4% for every 12 months. So it does seem the longer you breastfeed, the more protection you get. And that could be because, as I've mentioned, the breast just becomes more efficient at the process of clearing away dead tissue, rebuilding, etc., and recognising foreign material such as infections. And also it might just create an environment which retains the T cells a lot better as well, because the T cells need to stick to the breast tissue. The current recommendations by international associations is that women should try to breastfeed for at least 12 months. But certainly I think, any breastfeeding is better than no breastfeeding. And we certainly in our data set saw protection from 6 months onwards. But, as I said, I think probably some is better than none at all. Mm.
But that's not to say that, some people can't breastfeed or,
exactly.
They have their reasons for not breastfeeding. So
yes.
It's not, yeah.
Exactly. And we're not putting, again, this is not about women's choices. We're just trying to understand the biology. And then once we understand the biology, we can try and develop other ways to try and help women who can't. Saying that, I think there's a lot of other issues why women can't or elect not to breastfeed. And we all know this is related to, workplace policy, people needing to go to work, supports, cultural supports as well. So it's a very complicated issue. And we're certainly not trying to blame anyone who can't or will not or does not want to breastfeed. We're just trying to make more options for women because now we understand the biology behind it.
Sure, yeah. And there's no guarantee that breastfeeding means you won't get breast cancer later on. And conversely, if you don't breastfeed, it's not a surefire thing that you're going to get breast cancer later on as well.
Absolutely. These are definitely, and there's no guarantees in life, as you know. And certainly I've had many women email me saying that they did breastfeed and they've got breast cancer. And it's certainly a population level effect. There's no guarantees for an individual. And breast cancer risk is, it's very complex. You know, there's not only reproductive factors, but there's also lifestyle factors, genetic factors as well. So there's lots of things that contribute to one's individual breast cancer risk, not only their reproductive history.
Considering women are having kids later these days and breastfeeding less, could this explain the sort of rising incidence of breast cancer in maybe younger women? You know, we're talking like under 50s.
Yeah, so as everyone knows, breast cancer incidence is rising, and also in younger women. It's quite plausible and possible that these reproductive factors do contribute to that. But there are also other factors, as I've mentioned, lifestyle factors as well as environmental factors, which probably all contribute as well. But now we understand some of this immune biology behind the reason why we see the protection. I certainly think we can move immune therapies towards a more preventative angle and how we can activate and harness that immunity as opposed to just a treatment angle.
Can you unpack that a bit? How could you use your findings to create therapies to treat breast cancer or even help prevent it in people who've never had kids or breastfed?
Yeah. So with regards to treatment, we use immunotherapy at the moment. But of course, now if we believe that women who've never had children have a different immune response compared to women who have had children and breastfed for longer, I think we need, again, to understand that in better detail by collecting the data. And also we can model that in as well in experimental models. It's possible that the immune system behaves very differently in these women, and that may mean different responses to immunotherapy. And then the other, of course, the very exciting thing is that if we understand why we're seeing the protection, you know, what the immune system's actually seeing in these early stages, it's quite possible that we can develop vaccines as a preventative manner and turn immunity into a protection. Similar to your HPV vaccine, we're now using immunity as protection. Obviously, I think breast cancer is a bit more complicated because that's just one virus. But, you know, similar to that concept, we can try and understand what exactly the T cells need to see to protect women against breast cancer in the future.
That was Shireen Loy, a medical oncologist at the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre. The study into breastfeeding and breast cancer rates was published in the journal Nature. And thank you for listening to Lab Notes on ABC Radio National, where every week we dissect the science behind new discoveries and current events. I'm Belinda Smith. This episode was produced on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Menang Noongar people. Fiona Pepper's the producer, and it was mixed by Riley Mellis. We'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.